Thompson. We have established the procedures for how we're set up to cross examination.
Rob, you're going to have to see him.
I'm going to have to sit down with Thompson. And, I have the procedures so that we can help him with his cross examination. Take his cross examination. I'll delete that.
Good.
Sit down with him. His home.
Yes.
I'm putting together all the summaries, news events, plus all of the information we have about the conversations or contacts or activities. Thank you. Looks like by lunch, 2 minutes. Yes, sir.
Good.
We want to put all of this together. So, we've got a lot more to do. It's proving very useful to look at the new summaries. What he was working on. Denial of making an investigation at one point. Relied by a number of statements. We're making drawings, reading notes from him.
Yeah,
please, the previous statements and all of this.
Yeah.
Sandwiches together, not produce, but in order to be able to cross.
Moral.
That's right. More information, the information gets from Bob, the information gets from John Eric, about the meetings, and what he was doing in their conversations with him. All of this can be used to prepare a more effective cross-examination in terms of questions. I really think it should be the focal point of our attention at this particular point in time. The media seems to be hanging their hats on.
The media. Building them up.
Well, they're
building them up.
They're building them up. We'll be able to tell.
Yeah.
We have also gone back and screened very carefully every word you said. I read the documents he talks about at this point in time. The materials he's come to identify are new summaries, which you normally comment on, turn it out, and then the staff secretary will send
you. Sure, I said, but it would say we could also align it and they can regulate those what's going on. Very well. I think you did. I'm just disturbed. still be really disturbing when people's not home.
He is. He's disturbed about this whole situation. He's got a perspective. He was a parent of the father. And he didn't mess with us with me. We didn't work. This time went on.
Well, when Dean talks about documents, I wonder if that is really enough to him. Does he keep talking about his documents?
Well, there was a Newsweek story that said that any documents.
From me?
Not from you. Just to get documents. Maybe we reported on to get documents that would indicate your awareness. It didn't say awareness of what? All the way. You know, that sort of thing. It's written there. Also, if he had anything that was very important, he would have at least described it in detail.
I think he's described most things that he's doing.
Sure, I guess. Most things that he has. I suspect that a lot more detail than that.
That would have been over-described.
Right. Yes.
Back to that 21st conversation. He was distorted. So President Porter had to be aware of the same thing. That is so false. I would be so stupid. Tell him why don't you do that. You know what I mean?
I think there's no way to tell when and if he was done. It doesn't count.
It's even if still an F, isn't it?
It's still an F. Surely Sirico will rule tomorrow that he can have the immunity. Well, the cops will appeal that. We don't know.
The use of immunity.
Well, the demons will testify to the use of immunity or fight in the courts. We don't know.
There's a situation that I know before, but it involves about their attitudes and U.S. attorneys in regard to transactions.
Well, U.S. attorneys, the prosecutors
don't want to give it.
Didn't want to. It's obvious that all decisions are out of their hands now.
Yep.
And Cox has. Cox doesn't really know enough at this point about the case to even have the plaintiff's idea. Our discussion last week is very clear that his knowledge of the facts of the case are very superficial at best.
Well, the media those cops just might react to that. Could it be an order of implication at present?
Well,
that's what you're concerned about.
It's a big problem. This doesn't bother me very much, but
I find you.
My problem is to get him under oath as soon as possible. I don't really care where or particularly how. If he gets immunity, that's fine. He has all the more reason not to take a chance on perjury because he's got a better chance now of avoiding prison time. So it really doesn't matter too much. Here's I just so we can get him under oath. And the sooner the better. Because that's when we're going to have to start. We can be able to stop dealing with innuendo. And his
blade,
weekly glass, getting down on the oak where we can lay them down and get it. That's the sooner we can do this cut. And if it is the same committee, then I would like the motions is prepared for him to be cross examined very sharply and effectively.
You start again tomorrow. Then,
well, they have to finish Porter first. Got to call him back for a while, then they go to Spain. And their schedule is pretty indefinite. That just doesn't sound good. And then Stans. Stans is a running witness. They didn't have an original schedule. Then they go to Magruder. Colson. The schedule will come before Dean. And then the that's been shifted out of Eric Stan's testimony, they may go off to several other people. They have that habit of something else trying to shed light on, they may go bring another witness. And they're a little uncertain. I think they'd like to have a little bit on them. They're going to get it themselves. They aren't prepared to wait on that. This is very important.
Yeah.
fact that Peter's a very strong mind in terms of the whole national security aspect too. But I wouldn't bother him. When it was that Dean found out about this, apparently he did not know in the early three different days of the Ellsberg. He was done the field in Texas, but he didn't find out. I don't even believe he knew about that when Watergate happened. A lot of little things that indicate he didn't know at that point.
I would have found out. He might have learned.
Dean
and Peterson were very close. I think that, therefore, I hope not to say he's a very deadly danger to Peterson.
I think he probably is.
And I don't want him to be, as I said, I want you to remember we need Peterson on our own. But I think he will. I hope Peterson is,
you know, our relationship is very good. Peterson is.
You've been talking to him.
He's
been honorable, hasn't he?
And he's that memorandum he gave you on the 15th place. The cops told us that he was a refused to give. Actually, they said, what a stupid ass. It's been in the prosecutor's file from the beginning. But he said he acted so nasty about it. He said, I just told him what he could do. I didn't tell him to send the file to
him. Sure.
Then he had it. He said, I just made him mad.
Good.
So, very accusatory attitude.
Good.
It was very improper. It was set up for
this country, this thing, this nation, this country, this administration, this
country, this a very high reputation throughout the country.
Well, I think what happened here, Dean was trying to contain the dark thing. Dean was terribly concerned about Mitchell. We've talked about this before. And, you know, and he didn't know that they had to call. But they didn't want to get people to call. They didn't quite call him. Probably they didn't want to embarrass him right after. I'll send them. But looking back, they'd say, why didn't you want to call him?
I think at one point here, we would like to recall him, as well as Silver. He was very well. He would be quite forthright. Explanation for everything they did. I don't care this afternoon if there's any real problem that he
had. There's no problem he has on our, on my case.
Not on your case.
In my case, except for the delay in getting those papers out of the judge. But we did it. That's the point.
And there's no
problem. And we held it back because of national security.
Well, there's really no problem with not sending the thing out earlier.
Because he had it.
He had it, and there is not a requirement that's an evidence which it was from. And there wasn't.
There was
no legal requirement. There was no evidence.
Which I told him on the phone that night, he knows it too.
And he had already checked the Justice Department. So that
checked out, and he asked me when I applied for the cop on going for that with HUD. Oh, that's national security. So this is, you know, well, we went around that night before.
Hey, I know. They might call Gray back. I doubt seriously if they're going to call this time. They probably don't. Because he doesn't find it so bad to it much. One way or the other. I doubt if they'll call me. How much time they want to waste, and I expect that Texas approaches the time before the committee.
I don't want to go into it on the ITV without counsel.
He had said that he was given him to investigate the entire relationship between the San Diego hotel payments and the IPD
because of that's part of the campaign.
That's part of the campaign. That's how it justified giving to the IPD.
Well, if they got toxic enough to split on it for that, that's good.
I doubt if they'll have time to get into it anyhow in time, so.
I don't care.
It's been hashed over most thoroughly.
Big blow on the social hand, as we said. Well, I'm very proud of that, son. IGT got trimmed. I'm thinking, oh, I'm great. I think I'm a real great. So,
so we want to be prepared for whatever they get to. We will have somebody start working. But we really don't have anybody here now that's there to play with the island. So we're going to send somebody in.
No, I meant, I was referring to the fact that it's good that you're going through this.
Oh, well, we...
You've been through most of your soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have been through all my stuff.
That's okay, sir.
Yes, sir. I have all my desk right.
Why, to see whether I wrote the game.
Just see if there's anything in there you could pretend was something that tied you to any awareness. So we would be prepared.
But you don't need to look at anything before June 17th, I'm sure.
I understand that.
Yeah, but
even in the days afterwards, we would like to be prepared so that if I can prepare Peterson to cross-examine, that if one of these pieces of paper is something he purports to use as a document showing anything, that we're as well prepared on it, we know it and anticipate any possible construction he could put on it and be prepared to.
I don't know. What the hell is this guy doing? Or something like that. You know, I think it was like that. Maybe the find out what's going on.
I want to say I didn't have it at one point on the time. And whether the White House that we can cooperate with the FBI. Somebody on the White House staff, you had written ? Who? You know, some of them were.
Well, you can look at the period also, the period after that, to the period of 1917, the end of the year.
Well, that's really what we're looking at.
I don't know what to think.
What should be sure? Your comments are, for the most part, very cryptic. Just notes or mostly the Bob Hope.
Like, they were never to be. But the point is, Bob might have given one to them.
In the spring of 73, after Dean got to working on the Gray hearings and executive privy, you did note some of these things to Dean.
Yeah, that's right.
If they concerned
no, him. No, I met him in 72. No,
there's nothing in 72.
Never to Dean. I was not aware of Dean at that point. I met the Dean, but all of them might have been bigger deals in charge of the matter. And then Watergate before they sent it over to them.
Both all of the notes are under the about anything to make the press almost short in the spring of 73.
Well, I suppose you could go back and see what notes went to it.
We've got those. I've got those too.
Are there any in 72?
I don't recall them at all. You see, because these things work, because you would comment. And then Haldeman would put additional directions on there who would call things attention to. And so he may have caused some things to pay attention.
Bring it up to the point. Which is that we're being discussed about conversation with me alone. Under which there was some. Where it is the problem for us due to the fact that it's, he will say that I cannot deny it. I am a witness. And there is where your credibility would come in. I would think, though, that's where I don't care what it is, flatly deny it.
Right? Anything he gets off of. But I think we have to look at the situation at the time. I don't think we want to get in a contest with you answering Dean's accusations.
I agree.
So, I think the best way to handle that, we can give, if we work this thing out for cross-examination, we can pose such a question without actually telling the committee any information that to Dean they will be significant. We can ask him things about some testimony. Because we, by that time, we'll know in more detail precisely what was the posture of that meeting than you will probably recall. If we ask him some very pointed questions about these things, I believe he will at least think the information's back there to give you the perfect tips off, you know. I think we can have a great constraint on something because of that thing. Appear to deem to be specific that would appear whether they do or don't. If the committee has an awful lot more information, then thought actually the question to be prepared by us. But he won't necessarily know that. I hope he doesn't know. And he will probably become quite leery about getting too far off the track with the committee.
He'll be a very careful witness.
Probably
is going to be a careful witness,
and we want to make him as careful as possible.
Particularly if he has a hearing, he is going to be a very careful witness because, boy, he's definitely running the deputy perjury.
Even with your immunity, you know, it's a risk of perjury.
Sure. I can't lie.
Not where he can be caught.
What?
Not where he can be caught.
Yeah.
We want to lead him to believe that. At least looks rather promising at the moment.
Well, yeah, sure. I think the attitude is you've got a rush, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a rush pretty much. Something like that. I can get up to Fred Thompson.
Right.
Or that.
Good.
Get this
okay.
Guy.
I won't hold you.
Fine.
But the attitude is the main thing, isn't it? There's a subtle shift of attitude. These guys are—I know these guys. Laird's come aboard. They know he would come aboard if he thought that there's something wrong.
I think it would help if Bryce comes.
Right.
We'll give him one more. I think, and I frankly think that the committee is going to find themselves the momentum increasing rapidly. Increasing momentum of getting through the witnesses faster. And
they're going to have to, or their show's going to die.
That's right. I think they're going to run out of hope. They're talking about extending a hearing from the I think when they run through Magruder, Stans, Coates,
Dean,
Hallman, and Erdman, they're at that moment going to have a dead show.
Absolutely.
And,
nobody's going to care about who did what in the campaign.
That's right. It's going to become very flat at that point. They might go on with yours, but I'm not sure if they're going to get any
attention.
They've got problems with public resistance to their.
Now they know
the soap operas is going to get real bad about that.
Well, they're getting this. You were telling them they're getting some very bad mail up there.
And
I got that check from them, so
I think it'll get worse.
My people are just turned off in the dark. The strange thing is a sympathy reaction to this.
It is. And we're getting a strange reaction that you'd be interested in. Getting reaction from some people on comment or recognize the difference between the media comment about the hearings and what they get from the witnesses themselves. We're seeing a substantial difference in that.
Yeah.
Bullets. And that's very useful.
Yeah. In other words, it's creating a credibility problem for the meeting.
For the meeting. The media is beginning to develop a credibility problem. Characterizing the testimony. Somebody was saying the other day about from Chicago. Was me. He said, you know, we had Doug Cochran describing this Harmony girl as a very uncooperative witness in the committee.
Yeah.
I thought she was very uncooperative, but they went kind of easy on her anyhow. And he had about a 5-minute discussion with one of his colleagues about how uncooperative
sounds like.
And then Baker walked out, and they had talked about it. Baker treating her as uncooperative. Baker walked out and he asked me for a comment. He said, on that subject, I thought she was very cooperative. So, again, it establishes a rule.
One thing before you go there, I. It's unfortunate that Chuck's
It was generalized, but when he said he discussed with you the suspicions of Mitchell early in 1973. Well, the precision of his words were not good. He didn't say his suspicions of Mitchell. He said he discussed with you his worries about Mitchell. And later on, he said there that you asked him for the evidence. That's all fine and well, but it's capable of the way you said it, it's capable of being taken out of context, misinterpreted. Then he actually told you Mitchell was involved, you know, which he tells me he did. Said he was suspicious.
Right, it's the same way Dean said this guy's got a problem, this guy's got a problem. All right, great. Here's my best. That keep him standing like a rock. He gets up there, they've got to point out this fact that what the heck. They conducted their investigation, and frankly, the fact they ran into these bunch of liars. Magruder's a smooth liar. He's you know what I mean. And Dean put him up to it. Let's face it, right?
That's a very good thing.
But one thing Patrick Pearson can tell you with all honesty, I never met the man the way he put it. Never met him. No influence from the White House, I can assure you.
Well, it might have been influence from John Dean, but not from you.
Yeah, the other thing is that the claims that I took that proved it. He was utterly amazed when I said I'd only seen Dean sign a bill at one other time in the whole year of 72. He said, you're kidding. He said, he told us all the time that he's been sitting in your office. So there's a little indication there, you know, a little clarity.
I think this kind of thing has to be brought out in cross-examination.
Good, sir. Good.
Thank you, sir.
Don't worry with me with anything I'm supposed to worry about. Sir, don't worry me with anything I'm supposed to worry.
Absolutely. And right now I see nothing on the scene that would be of any particular worry. If we run on one...
The only thing that the Dean thing can do, let's face it, so we've got a piece of paper from a new assignment, so maybe... What the heck? I write comments on their summaries. What are we doing here? Can't even do this. You know what I mean? So,
well, I hope.
I've got a right, I've got a responsibility to do that, don't I?
You sure do. And I frankly think.
And I don't think that this is what he's using. I don't think the fidelity in this connection is right. I think the fellow shoots blank with regard to his insinuation that he has any tapes.
Don't think he has any tapes.
And we live with them, but it's harder.
Yes, yes.
You get down to the point, if it's his word against the president's, we'll kill him. Right?
I hope it never comes to that.
No, it'd be a terrible thing.
Our best effort will be to prevent that from ever happening. I mean,
good luck, Pete. Good luck, Pete.
Thank you, sir.
His word against the president would kill him. Right?
I hope. hope it never comes to that.
No, it would be a terrible thing.
Our best effort will be to prevent that from ever happening.
Good luck, Steve. Good luck to see you.
Thank you, sir.